Steve Haig in the studio this morning. I want to say good morning to you.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're certainly glad to have you in here. I know it's been a hot couple of days. You got football practice, you got city council meetings, you're doing a little bit of everything. But we did want to get updated on last night's city council meeting. A couple of things of interest to the public, a couple of public hearings, as a matter of fact. The 2024 property tax rates were set. If you'll tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I just, you know, every year you get the assessed evaluations of what's going to come in for the county, and they get all those numbers. And so then, of course, there's state law and what can be set, and the state tries to keep it neutral, just so you can have the money to run the city. And so a lot of what we do is that's tied up in state statutes of how we do that. And so this year, I think last year was right at 74.7 cents, right 74.8, and it's going to go up to about a penny, 75.9 on $100 assessed evaluation. So just a penny raise there in that tax rate. And I think that's been pretty consistent. I think we looked at some numbers last night, and that's 74, 75 or 8 has been pretty consistent over the last 12 years. So it just goes up and down depending on what the evaluation will be, and what is dictated by the state.
Most certainly. Now, that money will be basically separated into three separate accounts, as I understand it. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah, the general fund, parks, public health are the three. So the voters set what a cap is on those, and I think the general's right at about 45 cents. So I think that cap's at 50, and then health set at 20 cents, and then parks are at 10. So those go into those funds and help run your parks and your health and the general fund of the roads and sewer and stuff like that.
No doubt about it. Now, when does that new tax rate go into effect, if you will?
Well, it will go in effect. Our budget year will be October 1st, so end of September. October 1st, that steps over, so that will begin our new fiscal year. So that will be when ours goes over. So I guess when the next tax bill comes out, they'll get that.
All right. The other thing last night, the public hearing, and then also a bill was the floodplain management of the code of the city of Mexico. I think there was an amendment to that, if I understand that correctly.
Yeah. Well, it surrounds the Pollock Road Bridge. I don't know if anybody understands that we're going to redo the Pollock Road Bridge, and it's been a plan for at least a year, a solid year. So then, of course, you get people in, start doing the studies, and part of that was that we're going to take out, I think, about 0.3 acres of a floodplain. And so, of course, DNR and all those get in there, and we have to replace that floodplain. And now you don't have to replace it in the city. You just have to replace it within the state of Missouri. So we're going to buy credits for a floodplain that has already been developed, and we'll give that 0.3 acres back to those animals or wildlife, whatever is going to use that floodplain.
Very, very nice. Big news was announced on Friday, and of course, I think a lot of people in the community are applauding the fact that there's going to be a new company coming into town. They're actually going to be expanding here in Mexico. Western Smokehouse Partners. It's basically a meat snack manufacturing plant. They're going to be here, and they're moving into the old Soft Surroundings building. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's... I think one of the things I hear a lot is, as I said last night at the meeting, thinking, the economic development trying to bring business to town is that they're always like, we need more business in town. And as I said last night, it's not like we're not trying. I mean, they're trying all the time. There's businesses looking, so on and so forth. And you're continually trying to get these businesses to come. And so unfortunately, you know, Soft Surrounding shut down, but they had put, you know, millions of dollars into their building out there, and they had a tax abatement on it that's still there. And fortunately, you know, that's one of the, you know, selling points of, you know, you don't have to build a structure. You know, they're going to move in. Of course, they're going to have to put, you know, millions of dollars into renovating the inside and stuff. But, you know, they were happy with what they saw, you know, and they decided to come to Mexico. And I think that the projected time of when they will start really getting into it will be August of 25. So start producing stuff. And so there's numbers out there. They talked about, you know, somewhere around 60 million of renovations and upwards of 200 employees. And I think I heard 17 million in payroll. So, you know, it'll be a great opportunity for not just Mexico, but, you know, surrounding areas, because I'm sure we'll have people come in from out of town that'll work, and it'll be good for our tax base and employees and in our town to have a quality type company. I think they started in Little Green Top up near Kirksville, and then they expanded out in Burlington. I think they have four other places, so they're doing good, and their products are sold in I know they're sold in Aldi and Walmart and the places that we have in town as well. So it'll be a great thing for Mexico.
Absolutely. I'm all about those meat snacks, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
So, listen, I appreciate you coming in and getting us updated on last night's Mexico City Council meeting, and I know football season's getting ready to get underway. I want to wish you the best of luck there too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.